USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
One of the president's biggest pen pals has sent him something once again. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Mr. Fonzan, look at me.
President Trump telling reporters outside the White House Friday morning that he'd received another letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week.
He really wrote a beautiful three-page, I mean, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
The president also played down concerns about North Korea's recent short-range missile testing, arguing that there's been no nuclear activity since he started talking with Kim.
The stock market had another decline as investors worry that a resolution in the U.S.-China trade dispute is a long way off. The S&P 500 index fell 19.44 to 29.18. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped 90.75 to 26.287. And the Nasdaq fell 80 points to 79.59. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prosecutors filed a terrorist threat charge against a 20-year-old man who said he walked into a Missouri store wearing body armor and carrying a loaded rifle and a handgun to test whether Walmart would honor his constitutional right to bear arms. The incident, just days after 22 people were killed during an attack at another Walmart in El Paso, caused a panic at the Springfield, Missouri store. Dmitry Andrachenko walked through, filming himself with his cell phone on Thursday afternoon. No shots were fired, and Andrachenko was arrested after he was stopped by an armed off-duty firefighter at the store. Greene County Prosecuting Attorney Dan Patterson said in a statement, "Missouri protects the right of people to open carry a firearm, but that does not allow an individual to act in a reckless and criminal manner, endangering other citizens. If convicted of the felony charge of making a terrorist threat in the second degree, it's punishable by 4 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. Thanks for taking the time to listen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.